Memory quilt. Quilt made to remember people and/or an event significant in their lives. May 17th. My dearest darling Gia, as I write this, I sit on the back veranda in my favorite Adirondack chair. Draped across my lap is the triple wedding ring quilt we started for Madison's marriage. Piwacket lazes at my feet, occasionally batting the seat cushions dangling tie. I watch the waves break against our stretch of shoreline and recall, in the misty way of old people, how everything fell apart. It is a familiar spot. I've sat here countless times, inhaling the salt air, listening to the immutable lull of the rising tide, and fingering the raw edges of the unfinished quilt. But today is different. I remember too much, and yet, oddly, not enough. How we spent months collecting just the right fabric scraps from bits and pieces of clothing that meant something special to us. But then I forget where the pink seersucker came from. Is it from Shelley's Easter dress or your mother's apron? Or is it a piece of the table runner from your 6th birthday? A tea party theme, I believe. But it could have been Holly Hobby. You so adore that doll. At my age, memory is unreliable, but in the files of my mind, I excavate a few treasures. I see you flying your kite on the beach for the first time with Mike guiding you, your head thrown back, laughing so hard you shivered. Shelley giggling over her cold bottom as she sat on the old-fashioned ice cream freezer so it wouldn't walk off the porch as we took turns cranking the handle. Madison getting up early on Easter morning to hide the egg she'd colored the night before, for you and Shelley to hunt. The three of you in harvest season, picking lush ripe moonglow pears from our trees. Then later, in the kitchen, blasting music from the windowsill boombox and singing "Who Let the Dogs Out" at the top of your lungs while we canned pear preserves. These are the things I miss. Laughter, giggles, singing. You girls lying on a quilt in the backyard underneath the stars, sharing your hopes and dreams. It seemed those lovely summer days would never end. Sadness fills me now as I look back on what we've lost. Our sense of family, our closeness, evaporated like morning sea mist burned off by the sun. You girls were my salvation in those dark days after your mother's death. But in the end, I lost you three as surely as I lost Beth. My hand caresses the edges of the unfinished quilt made for a wedding that never took place, and my eyes well with tears. But I'm not writing for pity. I made my choices, some smart, some dumb, and I've found peace with how things turned out. But I do regret what ruined your relationship with your sisters, and I hope you will honor my wishes. This quilt is important. Family is important. You are the heart of us, Gia. When I think of you girls and your personalities, I'm reminded of your beautiful kites. Madison is the solid anchor on the ground. Shelley is the high-flying kite itself. And you, my dear, are the string that keeps the two connected. I hate to put this burden on your shoulders, but you are the peacemaker and the only one who can mend things. Please come together. Finish the quilt. Repair the rift. Sew. Heal. Bloom. Grow. This is my last request. All I want in this world is to see the Moonglow sisters happy and whole again. With all my abiding love, Grammy.